All right, here we are. Lawyer talk off the record on the air with a Circle 270 media follow-up question for those of you who have not tagged along from the beginning. You don't know what this is. So we're going to tell you briefly. Circle 270 media, Brett, our commander-in-chief over there, who makes this podcast possible. By the way, if you got a podcast and you want it produced here or anywhere else, we're in Ohio, but anywhere else, he's your guy. Circle270media.com, my podcast guy, could be yours. Anyway, he listens to what we talked about. We just talked about the Murdaugh case and this jury misconduct issue. And a lot of times Brett, after we're turning the cameras off and buttoning up for the day, he'll say, you know, I wonder about blah, 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 blah. It's sort of like Columbo. Mm-hmm. You ever watch old Columbo episode?
No.
Like, he always had like a, it, or it's like the classic doorknob question to the doctor. Like, you're about to leave and you've got this one question you've been itching to ask the doc, but you're a little embarrassed or shy. You don't want to tell you. And then you just like, oh, by the way, mm-hmm. Columbo would do this. Anybody watch Columbo? They're phenomenal. Peter Falk he was a detective. No matter what, how cold or hot it was out in L.A., he always had his brown overcoat or his khaki overcoat, raincoat. Probably London fog. I don't know.
Don't know any of this.
Yeah, you're in space. Anyway, he would always be like, just one more thing. Mm-hmm. And what did I have last? And he'd turn around and have like the breakthrough question that would put the guy in like early. It happened throughout the episodes, but early on in the episodes, it would be just enough for the dramatic music to play and the guy to sort of sit back after Columbo left and look up. And then eventually Columbo, through trickery or otherwise, like Columbo would always outsmart him.
All right, I'll watch the show. How about we get to the question here? Right.
I don't remember the question. Anyway, it's a Circle 270 question about the Murdaugh case was, if you're on this jury and this stuff is happening and you've got Rebecca Hill.
Mm-hmm. Woman, yes, yeah. Woman, yes.
Yeah. Rebecca Hill. And look, watch the other episode. We're not making any bad statements about women. Rebecca Hill is feeding us information. We don't think it's right. So say you're the altruistic juror. You're the odd man out or odd woman out. And you think this ain't right. I don't like it. This Hill lady is telling us all sorts of stuff. She's saying, don't believe Murdaugh. He's a no good, rotten killer. And he hates dogs and kids too. Don't believe anything he says. Don't fall victim to their trickery. You should convict him and you should do it post haste because I, Rebecca Hill, want to get home for Thanksgiving. Anyway, whatever was said, but you hear this on the jury and you're thinking, this ain't right, but the other jurors are just sort of going along with it. What do you do? And Brett's question was, well, isn't Hill the person that you would normally tell? Or that would be, that's to whom you blow the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to go tattle to Hill, but Hill's the person you're tattling about. Typically what would happen is, in these kind of situations, and this is the case that happened upstairs in our office, some jurors will write a note and slip it to somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, if you slip the note to Hill and Hill saw it and said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And shredded it. We can probably come up with some what ifs where no matter what, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But typically you would slip a note to the judge or the jury, or a juror, a lot of times what happens is, not a lot, almost all the time what happens is, the jury is brought out first before, or at some point before things start, and the judge will have some opening remarks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, or maybe it's the morning and everybody ready. You're all, get your stretch, get your bagels and coffee back there. And sometimes jurors will raise their hand and say, I have a question. Or they'll write down a question and give it to a bailiff. But if the bailiff's compromised, they give it to Hill. If Hill and the bailiffs are compromised, you would have to shout it out to the judge and just say something isn't right here. I need to talk to you privately. And that happens. And then on the judge's side, the judge would, like, there are rights. The judge can't just do this without telling the parties, the defense and the prosecution, or the attorneys general here.
Mm-hmm.
The judge would include us. And if we found out about it afterwards, the judge didn't include me, I would be incensed and objecting, legally incensed. Then we would air it out that way. So presumably that did not happen here. Presumably the jurors did not say anything, probably for all the reasons we talked about, which is Hill is the person that would be like, Hill had this position of trust and reliability, was the person to whom they felt like there was this little confidential thing going on, and then Hill played on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got this confidential relationship with them, sort of like nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We're on the same page, but really trust me. I'll tell you what's really going on out there. Just don't believe anything he says. You got to go through the motions, but just convict. So anyway, I hope that answers Brett's question. If you got a question, you got a follow up, leave it in the comments or go to lawyertalkpodcast.com and choose the question there. We'll do our best to get to it. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.